Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Dude, I'm like so stressed and busy at work, and what? They just get to sit at home with their baby for 2 months? Sounds like a paid vacation to me. Just move the kid's nap. How hard can that be?
I know this isn't the same thing, but I have a dog.
And they're not coming again. They said their kid got them sick. Why are they sick so much? Okay, I know she's covering up, but I'm sorry. I don't want to see that. Does it have to eat right now?
She quit her job, right? She's just a mom, just sits there with the baby. What does she do all day?
Their baby is so loud. They must be doing something wrong. All I'm saying, dude, is when I have a kid, it's going to be way different.
What's up, Recties? Welcome back to Correct Opinions, and it is cold. Snow everywhere. I like the cold. You know what? The snow doesn't bother me. Beautiful. I'm kind of tired of these people who every time snow hits, they complain. Oh, it's so cold. They get scared. We can't drive anywhere. I'll risk it for anything.
Yeah.
Maybe even of my favorite comedian show when he's in town. I wouldn't skip that because there's a few snowflakes.
Just drive 10 miles an hour.
Yep.
Get some Huskies to pull you. I've seen that work. Well.
You're still running in the cold?
Yeah, every day. Did it this morning. Man. Today was the coldest one. Today was the first time where it felt a little tricky to get oxygen in my nose. There were a couple times I was like, it is cold. Because the wind chill was probably like 10 or 15 this morning, so it's starting to get a little chilly.
Any close calls slipping?
Yesterday.
Yeah, that's the dude. Yeah,
like, yesterday, it was like, it wasn't cleared off very well. And the strides were very short. It was like, I'm just like barely even moving and the arms are pretty, you know, it's like I'm walking on like a tight rope.
It's a solo challenge or Rachel's doing it too with you?
Rachel's doing it as well. Okay. Yeah, we got a bunch of people to start doing it. It's fun.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm still cold plunging. I was working up to it. I'm finally shoulders in.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm finally over the fear that I'm going to like pass out and then drown.
I will say there's definitely a few times he goes out to the garage to do this, and I'm like,
I really try to be smart.
It's been a little long. No. I need to go check on him.
So I don't know, feel good. It's fun. We're back. Correct Opinions. We're heading off to up in Michigan and Wisconsin this weekend.
Yeah.
Get some -6 degree runs in. I might join you, man.
I can't get the wait crew to do it. Run around that casino with you.
sit back, relax, enjoy this episode. Let's roll the music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I was just gonna say I'm an untrustable person.
Oh, because the call. Yeah, we're looking through the Recties comments. I was like, Katie's amazing. I was like,
untrustable.
Here we go again.
Is that a snack?
We were just discussing how I'm too quiet and. You know, they have to turn my volume up. And
no, we had a comment on the last YouTube video. Said, Katie's amazing, but she doesn't like animals, so she's untrustable.
I've heard a lot of things about that. I feel like people have said, like, oh, you don't have a soul, or like, you, I don't know. People really go.
Any other white girls out there who are not fans of dogs or animals, please speak up. Please message Katie, because she's alone. She's very lonely, and she's not that crazy.
I think I saw maybe one comment that said, oh, me too.
Okay. Yeah. So, you should get coffee.
I'm going to start like a...
You should get like hot coffee and get an extra cup and like pour it on a dog.
Okay. I don't wish them harm. I don't...
She's like, Michael Vick didn't do that much wrong.
He didn't harm a human.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be hurt, but I don't want to pet them. I also don't want to eat animals. A little bit of an enigma.
Do you want... What if... harm would just happen to befall them. Would you be like, would you cheer?
No.
Okay.
I'm not like evil.
Good, 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 good.
So,
okay. To clarify one more hypothetical. A dog, you're pushing Thomas in a stroller. It's a beautiful day. Dog is next to you on the sidewalk, kind of starts yapping at Thomas. And you're like, oh my gosh, get a hold of your dog. He is going to bite my kid. And then that dog runs out on the street and gets run over. Is there a part of you that's like, good?
If the dog looked aggressive enough that like I'm like, this dog could be a danger to children.
And then he gets run over.
Yeah, I wouldn't care. If a dog was posing danger to a child, I do not care about that dog.
We're just going to go on walks in the park. She's going to have dog treats. She's throwing them out in traffic.
She's
that one looks scary.
She's covering Thomas in peanut butter, but also throwing milk bones into the street.
Yeah.
Let me clarify. If a dog is just barking, not aggressively, then no. But if a dog is being aggressive, no, I don't have time for that.
That is wild. I can't imagine having a... I've envisioned that before. When you start to walk with a baby and you see dogs differently, you're kind of like, okay, that one's a little bigger.
You're like bigger than my kid.
And Thomas probably looks like a chew toy. So you kind of like, and I think most owners, you can tell too, like, let's not get this dog too close to the baby. But man, I've had visions of what if a dog got after your child? I'm sure you just turn into a dog yourself. Like, I'm going to bite someone to death.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about this too much, but what would you do? I'm going to give you three options and how you would take down a dog.
I have a solution that's unconventional.
And then we're going to hear Derek's taser idea.
I am probably realistically confident I could take down a large dog. I think you just...
A pit bull, though. They have jaws of...
They're vicious, but I think you get the rear naked choke.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Bite, punch, or like... strangle.
In my head, it's a strangle move.
Really?
Are
you gonna be quick enough to
yeah, I am. Lateral quickness has always been one of my skills, and I think it's a quick kind of like kick, you know, it's an intimidation kick to like the ribs, and then it's when he's kind of recovering, you mount the back.
Okay.
And you get him rear naked. And
let's clarify to everyone, this is if a dog is attacking a child.
If he attacks my son, I go boom, boom, boom.
This is not something we do for...
I'm a little confused. Sorry, I went in and out there. At one point, I heard you say mount the back. Another point, I heard you say rear naked. What are you doing to this dog?
Yeah, it's a series of moves.
I think you could pull that off without the rib kick. Because what does every dog fall for? The fake fetch throw. I think you do that. It's like he's barking at your son. Bark at your son. Ah, fake a tennis ball. Turns around. Now you just choke him. You don't need to kick him in the ribs. Wow. They fall for that every time.
That if you're in an area with bad dogs, I mean, a dog, anytime I had a dog growing up and it was just, you know, they didn't want to get bathed. I mean, this thing, you couldn't, it was so against bathing, and you just hold up a treat and it just forgets everything. Yeah. Like if a pit bull was getting after you, if I just pull out like bologna, would it just be like,
bologna? When is the last time you thought of bologna?
So what I do is I pull out ring bologna and string cheese. Yeah. I make them a little charcuterie board.
Lunchable.
Of undesirable meats.
Okay, but...
Babe, you distract him. I got to put together a Lunchable.
This is actually, unfortunately, a real scenario. At the house where I grew up, our neighbor had a pit bull that if it got out, it would attack whatever it saw. It was
this is that dog in Perth. Remember Leroy?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
I don't know how much. I'm sure we did probably talk about it in the Australian podcast. But he was going to attack whatever, and it was going to be you or Rachel.
That yes. So one time, we had one dog, Sam. He was a golden doodle, but like the bigger kind that looked more like a retriever. I guess
more golden than oodle. Yeah,
and he like. So the dog got out and one of my brothers was outside and he was younger. The dog starts beelining towards my brother. My mom sees it and they had the dog Sam out too. My mom starts running towards my brother, but Sam, the dog, got there first and just like essentially like tackled the
That's pretty cool.
The pit bull.
And you still don't like dogs?
I liked that dog.
Bring Sam back.
Yeah. She liked him because after the fact, he was mute and paralyzed.
No, he wasn't.
So she was like, this is great.
Yeah, the end of the story is that the pit bull still won.
He was mangled beyond recognition.
The pit bull definitely did like bite Sam. So my mom, I think before she started running, she picked up some sort of like, you know, something in the garage, a rake, a bat, or whatever she could find. And she, I guess, was like beating the dog while Sam, trying to get Sam. So my brother ran into the house, and my mom's trying to run. Like, apparently it was just like a horrible.
That's horrible.
That dog is got, you know, taken away because it attacked.
Went to a little farm.
Dogs, yeah. It is, I speak like I could take a dog, but you ever seen crazy videos of just a normal domestic dog, like going toe to toe with a panther? Like that? Have you seen, there's crazy
or a bear?
Or a bear, they're like out hiking the woods and it's shocking what your normal dog can do if it needs to.
That is pretty cool. I haven't seen that, but have you seen the one where the kangaroo has that dog in a like chokehold?
That video gave me as a human a lot of confidence. Where the guy just 1-2 punched the kangaroo.
I haven't seen this video.
He'll easily.
Especially nowadays, you would think the video is fake, but it's not.
Right.
They interviewed the guy.
A little bit down there. I thought I'd see some more wild kangaroos. We didn't. We were like in the downtowns too much. But I want to get on a highway. Like, just see one and maybe just kind of just see. Like, do you want to spar a little bit?
I feel like the ones we saw in the zoo weren't very big.
There's no match for a black belt.
They were not. They did not look like that.
Look, he's just holding. Oh, he's just holding the dog.
This is a different kangaroo dog video.
Let go, my dog.
Oh.
Turns out. This isn't the first time a dog has been.
Oh yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
That poor dog.
He's just holding the dog.
And oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
The kangaroo's like
muscles on that kangaroo.
Kangaroo's like, yo, what?
He's benching a lot.
He's like, is he allowed to do that?
Ow.
We're talking.
Okay. Wearing up, that's all time.
None of those kangaroos we saw looked anything like that.
Yeah, we saw tiny ones in captivity. They're like, they sleep all day. And you're like, well, why are we here?
And I was still kind of scared of them because we were in like a cage with them. And I was still
when did you guys
scared.
Go to the zoo? What city was that?
With we went in Sydney.
After y'all left.
Yeah.
Saw peacock.
They're all right.
We saw an emu. Like, we were in the cage with an emu. We were in the...
It walked 3 feet from me and I'm like, I don't need to be worried. You know, this is obviously they let us walk in here. But I even saw the guy working there who kind of like backed up a couple of times. Yeah. I was like, okay. He did a reaction and it told me this guy's like, this emu's never gotten this close to anyone.
He just kept saying, just don't get in its way.
So he's going to back up. Maybe back up a little bit.
Emu's move.
Thomas is in the stroller in front of me. And I'm like, okay, well, let me turn him around. And
give him some space. Give him some space. Don't get in his way.
I mean, they are huge.
Yeah. The emu war of Australia?
Yeah.
There's 600,000 emus there.
The humans lost, right? It's like the only war that the Australians have ever been in.
Why did that thing just say the Walmart brand ostriches?
That's what an emu is. One of the only like four businesses in Stratford when I grew up. You know, we had two gas stations, a Taco Bell, and for whatever reason, we had Exotic Animal Paradise. Oh, it was a drive-thru.
Exotic Joe?
What?
Exotic Joe?
Joe Exotic.
Is that Joe? Joe's business?
Trump Donald?
I mean, probably similar. But it was a drive-through zoo. So I remember my grandpa taking me and my little sister. I mean, we're 10 and 7. And we're just in the back of his truck. And we're just driving through the zoo. And, you know, I think like lions and stuff are caged up. Like they're not, it's not a safari. But the emus were out. And I hated them. They had beady little red eyes. Yeah. And they were like hunting us. They were like looking if we had food. They're like pecking us.
Did you have
us.
Your
like,
windows down and they could like put their head in?
Well, no, we were in the bed of a truck. So, I mean, they had access.
That is horrifying.
Yeah, my sister's 7 years old. And yeah, the emu's pecking her. Like, Grandpa, the emu's pecking Caitlin. I don't know. Is this fine?
Is this what we're supposed to be doing?
It was terrifying.
That is something of my nightmares.
Because I vaguely heard about this before. There was like the emus like banded together and attacked villages of people.
I don't know what started the war.
Or what actually, or they were trying to just like emu war. The emu war was a nuisance wildlife management operation undertaken in Australia in the 1930s to address public concern over the number of emus destroying crops. Interesting. The unsuccessful attempts to curb the population employed the Royal Australian Artillery soldiers armed with guns, leading to the name of the Emu War. Although many birds were killed, the emu population persisted.
They were considered the victors, it says. Yeah. And the Australian army lost to the emus. They decided to wage war a second time.
That's wild.
In the second war, even though the emus took heavy damage, they still managed to win. Where they have HP.
Yeah,
they found a chug jug. Yeah. And were able to pull out
they
the victory
pod.
Wait, when we were there too,
they're reviving.
Your sister Casey had like some big fear of emus. Did something happen to her with emus?
Oh yeah, don't bring it up around her.
No, I don't know.
I never got the story, but I was like, surely there's some context.
I think it was I think we did some kind of zoo-y like that, thing where as a kid.
She
that
got, one
got after a little
Caitlin
bit.
Caitlin feels the same way, probably.
Give us some spice. Don't get in its way is such a funny thing to tell a human about an animal. It's like, yeah. I don't know his desires.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take a charge.
Make sure you're planted and not in the inside of the...
I was kind of like, okay, can we just get out of this like area? I don't really want to be in here anymore.
Oh, so that was... I don't even know how we're talking about emus, but we're heading to Springfield, Missouri. We're recording this early. And we got a minivan. Got the minivan ready for the boys. Little road trip. I'm team minivan. I don't care about the look of a car on the outside. I know it's not the sexiest roadster, but the inside of a minivan is so luxurious. You got captain seats, spacious
storage,
Golf
clubs. Yeah.
Doors suitcases. Open. Automatic doors. I would gladly own a minivan.
And you would drive it, not me. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'd do it.
All right.
And you would here. But obviously we'd both drive it often. So are you?
No, I would have my own SUV.
But,
I don't need...
But it'd be like, all right, load up the kids, take the car we take when we do that, and you would drive the minivan. Would you ever drive it?
You would... If we were all going, would you drive it.
I'm on the road all the time. I won't even be there half the time.
Then I would take my SUV.
No, you can't fit the kids. Would you drive the minivan?
Nope.
You would refuse?
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just not driving it.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the roads will be safer. So I'm gonna buy one.
Better for the others. I'm excited. Yeah, I really want one when the time comes for kids. And what I'm really excited about is two things. One, I hope somebody makes a really cool electric minivan that's really fun and neat and futuristic. But also, I feel like we grew up in minivans. 90s small town middle class had plenty of minivans, and then that was the last time. It's been 15 years. I don't really know the advancements that minivans have made, and I kind of don't want to know.
Huge.
I want to learn when it's time to buy one, because it's going to blow my head off. I can't wait to see what they've done.
There's
with minivans.
There's an espresso machine in ours.
I would believe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait.
So here's the thing. I think that the issue is if you, women have a context, not all, but the ones who don't want to drive the minivan, it's like, okay, I don't want to be like that mom. It feels kind of lame and... But guys kind of get the luxury of if you see a dad driving a minivan, I feel like people are like, wow, look at him.
Mr. Mom.
So good. Good for him. Cool. So that's the
issue. So you need to be in a Cybertruck. And then people will be like, oh, cool.
Sick.
Yeah. I'm going to drive.
I have one on the way. I ordered a Cybertruck a year and a half ago. You just put down a couple $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm in line. If it looks like good resale value, I might have to.
It looks
not.
Like
Tesla,
a
you haven't seen Tesla prices in a while?
Have I seen what?
Tesla retail prices in a while?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're underwater.
Yikes. Yeah. You're not underwater.
That's bad. On the car, yes. Did you... I like the minivan. And you say that about dads, too. When you're out in public, just you and Thomas, do you feel like you get a lot of love? Because the few times it's just me and him, I can tell I get looks. People are like...
People are praising
it's
you.
A dad of the year.
Yeah, I know. Just because you're taking care of your child. Don't you feel that way, Derek?
Yeah. We went to Hobby Lobby to grab a couple things, and the old ladies loved me with the girls. It was
you and two daughters.
Yes.
And you were like, look at this guy. Mm-hmm. This guy should be president.
Whereas, I mean, people will say that he's cute, but no one's looking at me like, wow, look what you're doing.
Yeah, they're probably like, she should get a job.
Yeah, they're probably like, why is she out at
which is awful.
11 a.m.? Why isn't she working?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get so much. I can't wait. Katie's finally, I'm going to have a first weekend, just me and Thomas, but car around town and just
show them
get
off.
Get praised.
Off. Yeah. Pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Old ones, but old still. Ones.
Yeah.
It's true. We went to lunch and two sweet grandmas, gave us just the nicest. If you don't want them, we'll take them. It was great.
It's because Thomas just will sit there and smile ear to ear at any stranger, and so people are eat it up.
Oh yeah. Did any were any of those women old and Korean and take a picture with him with a point and shoot
no.
digital camera?
Oh my gosh.
That didn't
Thomas is that on some. She was a Japanese grandma.
He's on an Asian dark website. Right now.
Or on her fridge. Either one. I'm not sure.
On her fridge.
She seemed proud of him.
Have we told that story?
No, I haven't heard this one.
Really?
No.
Okay. Sorry,
I thought it was a callback.
Some context Honolulu, here.
Honolulu on tour, and we're just grabbing a lovely beachside lunch. The crew, Thomas, and a group of Japanese tourists are behind us, middle-aged Japanese ladies, like don't speak English Japanese. And they, Thomas is turning around as
not
he does.
Not middle-aged. They were grandmas.
Yeah, they were.
They were grandmas.
65 and up, probably,
yeah.
Right?
I know, I need to upgrade. Yeah, well, now it's weird. My middle-aged, I've always called my parents middle-aged. I guess they're grandparents now.
Yeah, these people were
time
older.
Flies.
These people were older. That woman who was taking these pictures,
they were
at
98.
She was 70
so
plus.
Oh,
she was 70
gross.
Plus. That's what I'm saying.
Thomas keeps turning around.
A Japanese 90 is an American 75.
That is
true. Blue zone. Yes. Blue zone.
Yeah.
Blue zones.
Blue zones.
And he's waving at them, and they're like, oh! He's like smiling. Every time they smile, they all cheer. Oh my God! And they say that in Japanese, whatever. I don't know. What's oh my gosh in Japanese? You knew that. You took the class.
Don't make me say Japanese.
And
bad idea.
And they finally come over and she's getting closer and she's smiling to it. And then she holds a, like, it like looks a little... like a camera your dad used when you went to Mount Rushmore in 95. She's like, okay, okay. And we're just like, sure. And she just starts snapping photos of Thomas smiling. And
which I'm kind of like, wait, I don't think I'm okay with
what's
this.
What's going on?
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I think I found a picture of her.
Really?
She's
going to be great.
So apparently it's a thing when you bring a blonde child to Japan.
Yes.
What?
You can sell them?
It's
okay.
It's pretty.
What do they do?
They take a lot of pictures.
They try to sell them?
No, right?
What do they do?
They take a lot of pictures and
it just blows their mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
See? When you bring your blonde.
Interesting.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, that's her. That was her.
That pretty much was her, yes.
Oh my God, that might be her.
But
that kid's name is Knox.
What was funny is
Little Knox.
Yeah.
Little Knox. That's weird.
Which is.
That's funny. So yeah, they went back home and said, look at this. We saw the cutest blonde baby smiling at us. Interesting.
And what's funny is that she was trying to, now we know, she was trying to ask if, like, I was clearly the mom, but Trey was sitting there, and she was trying to, I guess, ask if Trey was the dad. Because remember, she kept saying a bunch of Japanese, but the only word I heard in it was papa, papa. And we just keep looking at her. She keeps repeating herself.
This is so good.
And she just keeps talking to us in Japanese. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
It is amazing. She just repeatedly said Japanese
over
to
and over
us.
Again.
I'm like,
we're just like,
you clearly, you look at the kid. We don't speak this language.
But I just kept hearing papa, papa. And so I just all of a sudden go, I point to myself and go, mama, and look at you and go, papa.
Mama, papa.
Mama, papa.
Katie. Yeah, weird.
It was really weird. But it answered her question. She was like, okay.
You should start doing that here. Whenever I see like a person I've never seen look like that before, he's like, can I take a photo of you?
You're so different.
You're so different. Would they like that?
Fascinating.
No. That is hilarious over there. It's like cute. Like, look at this kid. Imagine if you brought a Japanese kid to like Johnson County and everyone's like, oh,
how smart are you? Oh
God.
Like, you can't do that. Hey, everyone take a photo. Everyone take a photo of this.
He's cool
kid.
With it. He'll high five you.
Mm-hmm.
Little Knox here.
What were you going to say?
I'll say, I love minivans.
All that's to say.
Very much look forward to one. I'll drive it. Rachel drive it. I don't care. We'll both drive it.
Do you know for a fact Rachel's on board?
I'll double check this weekend, but I think so. Rachel doesn't really have an opinion about anything. So, she'll be
fine. It'd be funny if this is the one thing she's like, I'm not here.
You know, the one thing Rachel has an opinion on, which I might've talked about this on stage, but I think this was a big part of your set last tour, is Rachel's nose. It's the only thing she's ever opinionated on, is like when something smells four football fields away.
She's like, she wants to change.
She's
it
very self-conscious. No.
You've right. seen that schnoz, right?
People take photos of it when we travel.
Whoa.
No, sorry. Her sense of smell is what I should say.
Yeah.
That's the only thing where she's just like, there's something in the fridge and we're in the living room. And she's like, you can smell it in the fridge. She's like, can you take it out in the trash? That's her only opinion. Mm-hmm. Just bad smells. So she'll be cool with the minivan.
Love it. I was late bringing the minivan. I really struggled to get it, but I hate being late. I like to be a punctual person. Katie, not so much. And so our very constant situation is we're going to a party or a thing and we're late. It's just like we just fight on the way to the party. I think I've been to enough couples gatherings. If you have a couple that shows up like 20 minutes late to your event or considerably late, you can book it that they fought on the way there. Have you ever seen that? They show up late and they show up to the party and immediately kind of split. I was talking to the guy, like, yeah, he's got after on the way here. He's like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 30 minutes late. Traffic or fight? Fight.
Fight. She made us late and I got mad at her and now I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, it might just be because they were running late.
Isn't that something?
That is causing the issue.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's been a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've said this a number of times. Like, you know what? Let's just stop fighting. Stop talking to each other. We'll be there in 8 minutes. And when we arrive, it'll cheer us up.
Just get with your own friends. Mm-hmm. Meet back in 3 hours.
Get there, split. About 30 minutes later at the party, we'll kind of gather back. And be like, we're good now, right? Yeah. It's a great. Everyone's experienced
that. I resist that, though. I'm like, oh, no. We're gonna talk this out. We're going to talk this through.
She does. She'll be like, oh, I'd still like to talk later. I'm like, no, my.
I want
to
talk it through.
In your perfect world, your like therapy for any fight would be like, let's just get some friends over.
Yeah,
every time.
Yes, there's
a
fight, yes.
Just bring some friends. You deserve a girls' night. Didn't you go do it? That, yeah. On the way to places and at when I'm like 6 seconds away from falling unconscious asleep is when we like to.
Yeah.
When I think it's a great time to discuss. Thanks.
Yeah, I think those are great times.
You guys ever had gotten to a discussion with your spouse and then she says the words like, and then even like last week when you did that, and then you know, you're like, I better sit back and relax. We got to talk about a lot of stuff.
I've been storing it up.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
It is sometimes impressive. It's like, wow, you remember that from that long ago.
Right.
You should have said something then. If you could remember it a month ago.
You gotta save it to the right for the right time, you know?
That's what they say. That's the healthiest way to do it. Bottle.
I will say, Trey, I feel like we've gotten to a point in our marriage too where we, like the other night, we kind of going to bed, I was upset about something and I did my kind of like, I say something and then I'm like, and I'm done now. And then like 3 to 5 minutes later, we both just burst in laughing. You know,
we're just like,
this is so silly.
I started a bit. It wasn't a bit. I don't know. 6, 9 months ago, laying in bed, about to say, we had a legit fight, and we usually are, you know, cuddle or touch. And I was like, yeah, I'm so done with this chick. I grabbed an extra pillow, a divider pillow.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
You. And she was like, she starts laughing. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm serious. Yeah. No, don't come on my side. I'm done.
Forever. <Good night." laughs> Divider pillow stays.
And we got enough of an argument the other night. And she, her walk-off line was, you know what? Fine. I won't help you. You don't help me. Sounds like a great marriage.
I have some good one-liners and fights.
I say, you know what? I went divider pillow. Divider pillow. And it's tall enough. We can't even see. It's quiet. And I'm trying my hardest. Like, I want to end here. I'm going to go to sleep. And I just, you know, like neither of us are going to go to sleep.
Like a little too agitated.
And I kind of like, I low-key peek over the pillow. So I'm like, is she asleep? And it's just her staring at me. And we just both burst out. We didn't say another word and went to sleep. Yeah. That was like a good, like, we've been married a while.
Because we did that too. On one of the flights in Australia, we had some disagreement like about.
On the plane.
We're like, I was like, fine. Just don't talk to me. And it's like right here.
You know what? Armrest out.
We just immediately start laughing.
Yeah. We're like, okay. So what is happening is I like to have some sort of like final, like last line that like, I'm like, this is it.
It's just and then we like just, haunt me for weeks.
Yeah.
On
and then, yeah, like, if it was a show, they would cut to the commercial after that.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
It's a real.
But it just cuts to us like laughing. After. So, you know, that's. It's fine. It works.
Does Trey have any good one lines like how you have when you're storming off? Any?
No, I'm
Trey
really
just
the...
teases the divider pillow. You want this?
You want this?
I mean, you say one of my one liners in the show, don't you? For when?
Oh yeah.
I'm more just am difficult. I can't think of the example. What was it? The whole birth of the fight was, I just think you should help me. Like, we wanted to leave the party. I said, Trey, it's time to go. I just feel like you didn't really help me get out the door. She kept saying this phrase, get out the door. I'm like, okay, what did I need to do? She's like, well, you just could have, like, been more helpful. I'm like, with what? I'm like, just, like, with getting all of our things. I was like, what things did we have?
Like this.
Our baby.
Everyone can hear him. Yeah. How annoying this is.
That's what I do. What things do we have? No, I want you. Because then I, in real time, I can tell she's like, oh, shoot, we didn't have that many things. I'm like, no, like, what are the things? Baby, diaper bag.
Your
like,
jacket, his cup.
No, my jacket. I'm like, oh, I was like, well, I'm a big boy. I was going to naturally get my jacket as we left. She's like, you could have gone and got the jacket and put it on. I'm like, what am I, 4 years old? And then that's how, and then it escalates.
You can see how annoying this
and
is.
And then she needs more ammunition. She goes, well, last week you did it. I was like, oh, here we go.
I'm like, I'm going to beat you down because you are wrong.
You remember a time like 3.5 years ago where he did not remember to get his jacket? Like, well, it's not a guarantee. I remember June of 2019. You forgot your jacket at that party.
Yep.
I'll say stuff like, okay, help you. What you want me to just like, you know, you, as you grab Thomas, root you on. I'm like, yeah, you got it. You can do it. I'll do stuff like that.
I mean, which is so mean. Yeah. Horrible.
You got, yeah, you can carry him up those stairs. Is that what you want me to do? Yeah, stuff like that.
One of you guys do this? Like Rachel and I, like, I feel like I'm a guy, I choose my words very carefully, like, especially when it's Rachel and I, like, I only really say things if they're like, for the most part, necessary. Rachel says anything that ever comes into her mind. And it's been and kind of hard for me to figure that out. Like, we're, you know, we spend obviously a ton of time just one-on-one. You know, Rachel's just milling about doing something. Where did I put my watch last night? And, you know, it's only me and her in the room. So like, I don't know. She's like, well, you don't need to answer like all these questions. It's like, oh, well, it's only us two.
I'm the weird one here. Why are you answering me?
Yeah, usually it takes about like three in a row. And I'm like on my phone, I even think about it. Like, have you seen my, my curler? No, I haven't. You know, and then like, man, what should I do, laundry tonight or tomorrow? I don't know. Up to you. You know, and then by the third question, like, oh, I don't think I emailed her. Did I email her? I don't know. You don't need to answer all these questions. Like, yeah. Well, don't just find someone else to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just us two.
Stop answering me. Just ignore him, Rachel. Just ignore him.
So I was like, well, how am I supposed to know
what
questions do I answer and what questions do I not?
The ladies do love to talk.
How do
to
I discern that?
She was like packing like aggressively for this trip, and she's like huddled in her closet. She's like, you know, and you're like, what? It's unsettling.
Yeah. My packing, unless I'm speed reading.
Yeah.
Jacket, coat, diapers.
Thomas's pajamas. Thomas.
Yeah. So we try to figure that out. So now it just every day is I have to discern, is this an answerable question or is she talking to herself? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I'm so logically based that I would never say something out loud if I didn't want you to respond to it. Mm. So it's hard for me to comprehend this, but I just, you know, every other one, you know, sometimes she's like, should we, talk about our marriage? And I'm like, that's probably not one she wants to answer.
Yeah. That's probably an internal thought.
She's just talking to herself. So it's been good.
Is our marriage good? I was talking to myself.
That and the hypothetical questions, which I think you guys have talked about too, maybe just like the like right before bed, usually like Rachel's big one is it's usually about kids. Like, what do you think if our kid was named Teddy and he had your nose and like my smile? I'm like, cool. Sure,
'cause I hate my nose.
And then she's like, all right, what if this is a classic, Rachel. When's the earliest you would be okay with us accidentally having a kid? And I'm like,
whoa, right, okay.
Can see, like, pregnant or like, and you're saying accidentally. Okay, I don't know.
What if you like slip and fall and impregnate me? What? Like next year would be fine or too soon?
It sounds like she wants kids.
It's like, well, that's the thing is we talk about it
possible
all the time. And like, we're on the same page, like, you know, yeah, like a year or two from now. But every now and then I think she's like, just fantasizes, like, if it actually happened, when would you be okay with it? Because I think mine is next Christmas. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, around there. But it sounds like you're planning for it.
She's kind of like, so I'm going to stop taking birth control. It's going to be accidentally. We're going to.
I got her yesterday. Thomas was being particularly cute. And she goes, I want 10 of them.
I didn't.
That got me worried. It's like you actually are having an energy where you're going to just keep asking for more. We will see. You're saying she hates, she's got a nose, there's something in the fridge. What's rotten in the fridge?
Something that belongs to her, for sure. It's always like a self-imposed. Like,
you don't buy any food that rots.
No. Yeah, you set it on the counter. It's
all
fine
preserved
tomorrow.
For
But hers is like, oh, you know what? What? You know, she's, what is that smell? Oh, I bet what it is. It's that four-day-old salad from Mr. Euro's. Oh, with salmon that I put in the fridge four days ago. I'm like, yeah, that is probably what it is.
Probably.
Eat your meals. This won't happen. I eat all of mine.
Yeah, so. I was really bad when I would make efforts with like fresh produce, and so many of it rotted, and it was in the back of the fridge. I was so bad about it. Katie handles that. Derek, what were you saying about the fruit?
I watched this video where this guy and his wife were arguing because he's like, oh, you know, I feel better after I eat fruit. Like today I feel really good. And it's been a few days. Like, you don't eat fruit every day?
It's been a few days.
And then they started calling their friends and being like, hey, how often do you eat fruit? How often do you guys eat fruit?
That's a great question. I think genuinely of the past few years of my life, my average fruit per week is once a week.
Really? But you do all right with vegetables, I assume, but right?
A pound of veggies. Every day, vegetables. Every day. Fruit, maybe once a week.
What's the quantity of fruit? Like, are you eating an orange or an apple, or is it like...
Big banana fan. Okay. But bananas, fruits are so fickle to me, so I avoid them. They just frustrate me.
They're fickle.
They are fickle.
They're so smug.
I mean, I've had two bananas before. One's like the sweetest candy nectar you've ever had, and the other is like... almost inedible
mush.
And then I've a better effort to try to do fruits and like get my sweet cravings from a nice fruit. The pre-picked buckets of pomegranate seeds.
Okay.
Oh, those are unbelievable. But even then, there was one you bought one time. It was just kind of flavorless. I'm like, it's crazy. It just differentiates the spectrum of fruits.
Part of it is that we got to buy fruit that's in season. Otherwise you're getting it shipped from who knows where, that was picked way before it was supposed to be picked and all that.
How often do you have fruit?
I am a pretty big acai bowl intake burr.
So I guess I do smoothie for them.
So I get it that way a lot. I mean, probably like three of the last 4 days I've had an acai bowl. So I do get fruit that way.
Wow.
Not a lot of veggies.
Do you make them? You buy them?
No, just if I'm like out and about somewhere and there's one nearby, it's like, oh, nice little fun snack. Way to get fruit. Tastes pretty good. But veggies, not as easy.
How often do you have fruit, Derek?
I had some last night. Went to Hawaiian Bros and got the side of pineapple. But outside of that...
it's like three bites of pineapple. Outside of that...
It was a few days before of like a little tangerine or something like that.
Twice a week guy?
Yeah, I'd say 2.5.
What about you, Katie?
Probably every day.
No. Yeah, that was a call. Females, yeah. Every day.
What fruit did you have yesterday?
I had an orange and an apple yesterday.
Oh my gosh. What did you have the day before? Day before, that was Tuesday. Tuesday.
Blueberries.
Wow.
I mean,
you're like a true like hunter-gatherer. Wow. Every day, it's like picking berries and fruits.
Monday, what'd you do?
I can't even remember, but
I don't catch you doing that.
I usually eat them for, I feel like maybe lunch or a snack, but I keep bananas, blueberries, apples, pretty much stocked.
You
all
do
the
always
time.
Have apples. When are you eating these apples? I don't think I've ever seen you eat an apple.
They're my snack food. Like around 3 p.m. when I need a snack, I do a little half an apple with some almond butter or something.
I should keep fruit around the house. This is fun. Yeah. I've been the true hunter gatherer. I go out and try to find it.
What?
We have all this fruit.
Yes.
I will say sometimes you keep oranges
a lot of times. Yeah.
Every now and then I just don't think of it. She's like, I'm going to cut up an orange. You want some? And every time I take a bite of an orange,
he's like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That is good. How is it that good? I should eat way more often.
That was the whole premise of this video, which guys love it when they have it.
Oh, love it. Why don't we do it?
Thomas had an
every
orange
time
yesterday.
I have a banana, I lose my mind. A good apple.
I mean, so Thomas and I, another snack, the morning snack, me and Thomas shared an orange. Afternoon snack, shared an apple. The orange.
What's an afternoon snap?
It's just
peas.
A quick little snap of a food. I don't know. But he's had an orange one other time, but every time he put it in his mouth, he was like,
too tart.
And then he just kept shoveling in. And eventually he was like,
he loves, I'm on a mission to make my son's first word banana.
That's funny.
So that's funny. It's like reasonable that he could figure that out, but it'd be just funny. Like random.
He's definitely already said dada though.
It doesn't count. I don't know. He's he legit. But you missed it. I go banana, and he quite literally went like banana. I swear he did. And maybe it was just a coincidence. He's definitely starting to figure out how to put it together. Dude loves bananas. So
I mean,
can you imagine you see a little boy and that's his only word he knows? Banana,
banana,
banana, banana.
He's obsessed with bananas. Like I was using them to make something yesterday, and he saw that I had it out to make something else. It's like, oh my god,
they're good. They are
chimpanzee.
That is interesting. So the theory is dudes don't eat fruit. But we love it more than girls.
There's a guy out there.
Find it and the washing it is almost enough deterrent to me.
The apple.
Like, can I just eat these blueberries? She's like, you have to like do laundry on them first. I'm like, well, I'll just eat a granola bar.
Yeah. I would start having fruit in a shower caddy or something. Have the grapes right there and I'll just wash them off and then eat them right there. There's life hack.
Every now and then I'll buy a bundle of grapes and just eat the grapes. I'm like, man, these are good.
Oh, there's a guy out there right now listening, like, man, I haven't had fruit in a while. I should try some. Dude, start with a strawberry, and you'll be shocked at how good a strawberry tastes.
Why do we ignore them? Every time I eat a strawberry, I'm like, this is, it's almost like I feel like I don't deserve it.
It's too much sugar.
I think that you guys hit the nail on the head. It's the work. You don't want to wash it to eat it.
Wash it. You have to cut the stems off. If my mommy could wash it and cut the apple slices up.
Oh, throw a little caramel in there. Oof.
Dude, you ever put some brown sugar on any of the fruits?
No.
No.
I think it's slept on.
I don't have brown sugar.
It needs more sugar.
Yeah, I was going to say, why?
Natural sugar. I swear, so I also didn't really eat fruit the first like 30 years of my life. But coincidentally, I swear the last 2 years, blueberries have gotten way better. I feel like I remember I used to have blueberries every now and then. It's like, what? I feel like I'm just eating an olive or something. And suddenly,
that's a hot take.
Suddenly, blueberries are like sour almost. They're amazing. It's like everlasting gobstopper. These things are awesome.
Cantaloupe is one of my faves.
Get after if cantaloupe. I'm going to go melon, I mean, go water.
Mm-hmm.
Cantaloupe. I don't know.
Kiwis.
Whoa. Kiwis are good.
I'm excited. We got the fruit plates on the
rider. I was going to say, we're gonna the go fact nuts that tonight. You guys get, Trey has on his rider a fruit tray like at every show. How are you guys not consuming more fruit?
That increased my average a little bit to 2.5.
Yep.
On tour.
That's true. When I'm on the road, I mean,
so fruit healthy, every guys.
Yeah, the green grapes. That's kind of my jurisdiction on the fruit platter. Mm. Get after those. Can't wait tonight. It does not feel like we have a show tonight. Like we're here in Kansas City. We're podcasting. It doesn't feel like I'm going to see my parents tonight and perform stand-up comedy.
That is interesting.
But they'll be there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It doesn't feel like I have to get on a flight in a few hours that I just booked to avoid the blizzard and have a 3-hour layover with Thomas in a small airport. It doesn't feel like I'm doing that today.
Sleep. It doesn't feel like that to me either.
It doesn't feel like I should do that.
Well, how long have we been going?
43 minutes.
Nice. Okay, wait.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Talk about one more thing with some fan videos. Wrap up. We jotted down here. We brought up girls' purses.
Oh,
I want to discuss this.
Yeah,
because it feels like there's just a million ways you can do it. Katie, you're not a big purse girl, which is interesting. I grew up around purse girls. Mm-hmm. I'd have their big old. They just bring a suitcase with them, basically.
I always fought against it because I'm like, why do I have to lug something around and guys don't?
Oh, here she. Oh my gosh, that's annoying.
Yeah. Why do I have to be the pack mule where guys are like, here, will you carry this for me in your purse? I don't want to carry your stuff. So I just put my wallet in my pocket like guys do.
I just wear some boot cut jeans. Yeah. Get my Cybertruck. Yeah, you figure it out. What things are guys suggesting you carry for them? Like I can't imagine not.
Sunglasses.
That is a good one.
The occasional wallet if you're like, if you're sitting for a long time, you don't want it in your pocket.
That's a crazy thing to ask your girl to do. Hey, I'm sitting for a while. Can you hold this?
Here's your
sunglasses. I'm with you on.
That's specific to me. I feel like that's not. When we go to like a nice dinner, I hand her my phone. Like you just set phone. Because she always sits on the booth. We just set it over there.
Yeah.
Because we're having a dinner. That's it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask you to carry my things.
Yeah, I'm not saying nice. You
grew up with a mom. She had. It's like Narnia's wardrobe down there. She had every medicine you'd ever want. Mm-hmm. She had treats, snacks, first aid kits.
I mean, as a mom, at this point, I'm carrying a diaper bag, which is my purse, which has a lot of things in it like that. But
yeah, I guess you do have a purse, basically. You just try to make it as manly as possible.
Yeah.
Let me grab my backpack.
Duct tape, zip ties, WD-40.
What do you think about the backpack purse trend? See, it's like a cute little backpack that you just wear.
I'm not real great with women's trends. Not real sure what's going on. Not sure if I have many opinions about them. But I know that women have, I'll just say Rachel, has too many purses as a whole. Really? And to me, it stresses me out because she's like, I'm going to use this purse tonight. So just to transfer things over. Mm-hmm. But nothing ever gets fully transferred. Mm-hmm. And so her belongings are spread out on 8 different purses. It's I can't believe she lives that way.
That's part of the reason why. And so now when I do, the only time I really carry a true purse is like if I'm going out without Thomas, like to a nice dinner or something like that. But at that point, all I have in my purse is my phone and my wallet, maybe some lip gloss.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm like, why do I got to carry this?
Throw it in the Wranglers. Yeah. I can hold it.
Did you ever have a Vera Bradley phase?
Okay.
You know, the only Vera Bradley I owned was my high school boyfriend got me a Vera Bradley purse.
I gifted a Vera Bradley one time. It felt really cool about that. I also thought it was the ugliest thing in the world.
Is that the crazy design?
Yeah, they're not cute, objectively.
It's like a kind of a
nice paisley.
It's like the Polly Pulitzer dresses.
The Polly Pulitzer, Lily Pulitzer?
That was pretty close.
That was pretty close.
Polly Pocket Pulitzer?
Do you guys know what Lily Pulitzer is? No. Do you?
I've seen the name, but I couldn't pick it out of a lineup.
Best author of the year.
Yeah. Lily Pulitzer Prize.
And she created a wardrobe. They're just like those really bright colored dresses that are usually like Easter colors.
That sounds nice.
It's not really my style. It's a little more, it's very Southern. Like a lot of the girls that I...
A lot of the girls I knew from the South, they have their Louis Vuitton.
Oh, it is kind of bright.
It's, I'm not really like...
Looks like Coach, a nice vacation dress.
Coach was big when I was growing up. Those are out? Coach purses?
It's not totally out. Big. No, it's not out.
It's less big, right? They were big growing up.
They've kind of rebranded, I feel
like. Louis Vuitton, when the bougie people, I had no idea how much those cost. I've never seen... People I know, or even my aunts or some, Louis Vuitton, and then I learned later, like $1,500 for one of these?
I mean, they could be, yeah.
Rachel's been out of town this past week, and she tasked me a couple nights ago. She's like, hey, can you find my our wedding registry Crate and Barrel gift cards? Here's like the three spots I think they could be. And like one of them was a cabinet. I was like, this is insane that it could be there. And one of the other ones was like, it could be this purse. It could be this purse. I'm having to sort through two different purses. And one of them, like I think it's her main purse. It was unbelievable what was in there. I mean, there's like multiple sunglasses, ink pens, used tissues, unused Kleenexes, 45 tamps in there. Yeah. And I'm digging through those. Yeah,
yeah. What is she preparing for?
What's happening? Yeah. Do you have like a wound? And then I'm digging to the bottom. I kid you not, there were two spoons in there. Just metal spoons in her purse.
Yeah. Because you're eating on the go, kind of just toss them in there.
I mean, yeah, I guess. It was the dirtiest thing.
Yeah. Bottle of water.
There was a TurboTax receipt.
Did you find the gift cards?
No, I looked for 20 minutes and then I checked my phone and she texted me and said, oh, they're with me. Hey, Adam. I was like, well, got to know your closet better.
Yeah. So. Okay. I will say the caveat with the purse. If I had a nice luxury branded purse, I'd carry it.
Okay. No, because you know what? I'm thinking about this. We've done this. This happened a few times when you've needed you. She's asked me to throw tamps in the pocket. She has such a small bag. She's like, I don't want to carry a purse. Throw these tampons in your pocket. I was like, what a date night we're up for. Yeah.
You're demasculating me. Reverse roles, you know?
She does that a lot.
Man, I bet she loved Barbie, huh?
Yeah. I have to remind Katie maybe like twice a year, she's not like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm like, you can cook me a meal and it's not like like me being a bad person. She'd be like, you know, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. And I did. We did have that talk recently, just like, I was like, I mean, I like to cook and I do the most of it. But like, if I came home to a nice cooked meal, that you wouldn't have to feel like you were like betraying the feminists. She's like, okay. And I came home to baked treats and this and that, and it made me feel very loved.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the tamps, what I would like to see the new trend become.
Okay. Okay.
I've been thinking about this. You know, guys, we're very, you know, like, hey, he works in construction. Where does he keep his pencil? Probably above his ear. Mm. Hey, a guy plays golf a lot. Where does he keep his tee? Right above his ear.
Oh, no.
Hey, that woman menstruates. Where does she keep her tampon? Right above her ear. Yeah. Stick it right here. Why do you need to hide these?
Right in the fold.
Yeah,
there.
Right in here. This is where I'm traveling today, so I'll just kind of wait. This could be a purse. I mean, we could do wallet. Yeah. We could do
passport. Thomas's passport.
Yeah. Good to go now.
You ever had to buy your tampons, guys? I was tasked with it once, and
I just do it
failed.
For fun.
You're just trying to learn.
Yeah.
I tried once.
You failed.
You told me. You told me like it'll work, but it's not what I would have.
I got the same response. Probably word for word.
Yeah. This'll work, but it's not what I would have chosen. Like, okay. I don't know how I would know this.
I mean, I think I sent a picture. I think it's like, here's a picture of what I want.
Well, besides the picture, how was I supposed to know?
How are they going to know? You probably kind of got to the aisle and kind of did a little frantic, like just got to grab him and go.
But I'm looking a lot. I was like, this is...
It's too much to look at. It is a little overwhelming. There's a lot to look at.
I had to store some in my backpack here, and when we were on tour, I was going up to set up the audio thing, and they fell out. The audio guy looked at it, and I had to like, oh, they're...
I had Indian food last night.
I get a lot of nosebleeds.
I was going to say, I got a bloody nose.
I once... I think I've told this story. I apologize if I have, but I tied a tampon to a kid's backpack.
Yeah.
I told this.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
It's an innocent prank. We shouldn't be scared of these things.
I
think they're very important. They should be given to women for free.
There you go.
We've talked about this guy, this guy who has the full. Do you know his name?
Jalaisky. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Something like that.
Tell him what to Google. Or you can find it.
I think the word July and then like SKI or something.
He'll just do videos.
If it's the same guy we're thinking of.
I just freaking... Women deserve better. And they'd be like, dude, are you recording right now? Stop.
It's July Ski. Those three individual words. Oh, no.
Does he make any other videos?
He deleted everything.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding some...
Look, he only has photos.
He was on TikTok, though.
Yeah, maybe check TikTok. Yeah, he was so good.
Jalaisky. It was like, I don't know how people pick some of these names. It's like the month July.
Yeah, and then ski.
Yep.
Yeah,
got it.
Captions would be like POV, me when I find out feminine products aren't free.
This
yet.
One. And I have no idea. I had no idea I was being recorded at the Thanksgiving table.
I got some.
What am I thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for women. Sorry. I'm thankful for women. Because where would we be? The world would be barbaric. We need women. Jimmy Curry, that's a fact! Are you recording me? Stop!
The world would be barbaric.
Have you guys seen...
This stuff is great.
I think I showed you, Trey... There's this like bodybuilder guy that makes this video where he's kind of like starting out, kind of talking about like, okay, you know, I was really trying to get super shredded for my competition. And so a lot of times let me see.
He was just, he's describing how he got jacked up on his hormones and stuff. And he was like, this must be what it's like to be a woman.
He depleted his body of estrogen so that he could build as much muscle, least fat as he could. Mm-hmm. He went to the doctor. The doctor's like, this is super unhealthy. You should not do this to your body. So he had to put estrogen back into his body. And he was like, it was crazy. He was like
it was the worst.
He was like,
might have gotten a little carried away.
He was like, it was crazy that week. He was like, you know, I went to the doctor and that week it's like, God, like I felt like my relationship wasn't great. And like, I was worried about my future and like all these things in my life just kind of kept going wrong. And it was really frustrating. And he's like, holy, this is what women deal with every month. Your life is falling apart. And I was like, yes.
That's true,
I don't know if I could find it.
Those hormones don't stop. The baby process, all this.
But
how
yeah.
much, I think I'm maybe learning for the first time that we have estrogen as well. Like men and women both have estrogen and testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the ratio? Is it like a recipe? Like
depends on the guy, I guess.
5 to 1, 10 to 1.
I think that sounds
I think it's like a
tablespoon to teaspoon.
Yeah, you guys have like a teaspoon of estrogen, a tablespoon of testosterone.
I'm good with that. I think that's probably good. That's healthy.
Sure, I'll take some more.
Some more estrogen?
Because people do estrogen blockers.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Crazy stuff.
Guys do that or girls do that? Cool. Whoever, I guess.
Whoever.
They do it.
Let's get into that.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into that.
Yeah.
Fun prank.
But yeah, that is what happens.
It is wild they have figured out how you can take supplements and like I can like grow things. Or stop growing things.
Yeah, that's impressive. Like, I haven't cured cancer yet, but with enough pills.
Pills.
You can like just...
Katie, you can have a chin strap beard.
Oh, wow.
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
Maybe that's if we like hit a good milestone of Correct Opinions, we all
grow something new.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
The year, word of the year, grow.
Grow.
All right, let's get to some fan videos. Before we head out to do a fun weekend of shows, big journey. Then we're going to meet our nephew, which I'm excited about. I know, Jake. I know that one day I'm already going to have 20 nieces and nephews. And I think it's important that we immediately fly in and meet them as they come out.
Okay. Sorry I asked about that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hey, Correct Opinions Podcast. I am laying here on.
Oh, pause real quick. Her shirt says Lancaster Mennonite.
I'm going.
Yes, it does.
That is a wild combo.
Through episodes in the redundant archives, and found one where you guys were talking about the birds and the bees, and I'll try to make this 30 seconds.
I don't like that she's laying down.
So when I was little, I thought that to get pregnant, you just had to have a ring on your ring finger, and then all of a sudden you just had the ability to be pregnant. And so obviously, like people who had a baby when they weren't married were just stupid enough to put a ring on their ring finger. So when I was little, I would never let anything touch my ring finger. No key rings, no nothing, because I was scared I would get pregnant. Thankfully, figured that one out.
At the age of 15.
I think you would not be disappointed if you go to Instagram, search Style Fit Fatty, and go to her belly button highlight. Promise you will not be disappointed. Katie, I get it. It is really hard to tell something in 30 seconds, but thanks so much for all you guys do.
Thank you. That's a first. I remember you met. She's like a little girl at a party, and they put a ring pop on her. She's like, stop! Oh my gosh!
How long does it take to set in?
How long?
Oh my gosh!
She's like, these purity rings. I don't get the purity rings. And what do you think purity rings were?
Yeah, that's.
She's don't like, put on your ring finger.
Yeah, I guess you're going to stay abstinent, but have fun being a mom. Dummy.
I haven't got mine on my toes, all 10 of them.
Do we dare search whatever she just instructed?
I was going to look it up to proofread it, but I forgot
the name. Style Fit Fatty.
Good memory. You've always had
the like, belly button story highlight.
Like FATTY? Style Fit Fatty? Or okay. Like.
What if she just wanted us to make fun of a fat person?
Yeah, I don't know.
Look how deep their belly button is.
Okay. Whatever she's talking about is not readily available on her Instagram highlights.
Style Fit Fatty.
It's not up front.
Popped up for me.
Geez, some of these story highlights. Nothing says belly button.
Oh, she's an influencer. But, I mean, they put out a lot of content. This might have maybe been a ways back.
I'm scrolling.
Oh, belly I see button. It. No, I
got
see it.
Yep. I beat you. Belly button. Oh, there's so many.
Oh, wow, there is a lot. It's just a bunch of people's theories. She's
for context, this is a Mormon influencer, right? I think you said this to me, Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Derek loves this girl.
And she's just sending, go check it out if you want. It's a bunch of reading, but there's like 1,000 people who sent in like, yes, I thought the belly button was for making babies.
Oh, there's wow.
This is crazy. So I'm reading some of these. This is, I don't know if I believe it. I mean, the summary of this one is like, this guy went to a doctor because him and his wife are trying to get pregnant.
No, you're not going to say that they
with the belly button.
That's what this says.
I legit believe doctors
he did not
see stuff
know
like that.
About her female reproductive organ.
I legit believe that stuff.
I know the LDS Church had sex therapists for a while to help out with some of these
to like
knowledge gaps,
get the men to go further down. Yes. Don't stop here. It's actually not even
true. It's ultimately just like really sad that they're like,
no, it's funny.
Not educated at all. That's really sad.
Like, doctor, I can't. I've been taking, you know, all the Viagra and all this. My belly button just won't poke out. He's like, I have another issue. Let's get to one more video.
There's a whole tangent you could go down of like misunderstandings. Yeah. Like, so I've been trying foreplay and I get on all fours. You know, just like, there's everything. You're just like somewhat wrong.
Oh, we play horsey. I just cannot figure it out. I try to dirty talk her, so I'm insulting her left and right.
Yeah, she said make it hurt. So I was like, okay, I think you act like your mother a lot. She didn't love that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. I haven't used this in a while.
The belly button's crazy.
Hey, I might go back on that later and check out the belly button highlight.
Yeah.
What's up, Trey, Jake, Katie, Thomas, Derek, everybody at Kurt's Opinions. I love the show. Love everything you guys do. All the channels. Seriously, it's great. Keep it up.
Oh, man.
I'm just sending a video letting you know that I'm a huge fan, and I like to consider myself a half-sheltered kid. Like, my parents, when I was younger, they would not let me say crap, shoot, what the heck, anything like that, because you might as well say the real word at that point.
Mm.
Oh! I don't know. But some other things were the exact opposite. Like, they let me watch a PG-13 movie when I was 4 years old. I watched Harry Potter a lot, did a bunch of stuff that I probably shouldn't have, but they were like half and half. It was a weird kind of split. But also, Trey.
They made me make a helmet 24/7.
love to see that you're getting into running. I love that. I'm a runner. I run a lot. I love
with
it.
A helmet.
Right now, I'm kind of injured, so I'm biking just my ability when I'm hurt. But I want to know what your times like. What would you get if you ran like races and stuff?
Oh,
have you ran races recently?
Some competition here.
No, you don't
I promise
do this,
you, I won't judge you. I used to be so bad, and then I ran a lot, and now I'm a lot better. So. Seriously, I won't judge you. But I also want to know, a while ago, you were making fun of the runner's high myth. And I know now you've been running. So I want to know if you've experienced that. Because personally, I thought it was fake before. And then I ran a lot. And I've experienced countless. Like, I don't know. Just.
He's like, I'm high right now, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude. Thanks for sending that in.
That was good. A lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, a lot of things. Half sheltered.
Yeah, half sheltered.
I could watch the Terminator from my cage.
my parents, obviously, you know, they were very protective about some things, but they did tell me all about the belly button. Yeah, so I know that.
I know that.
You know,
that is a classic phrase. You might as well say the real word at that point.
Yeah.
Which is like, in hindsight, it's like, what a dumb, there's value in not, in saying something and in place of it. It's
is
different.
Is there? Because you're still using your words to like, display.
I feel like it shows self control, though.
I do think
it shows control.
I would rather if Thomas is like is a real angry kid needs to say words. You know, I'm like, hey, watch your mouth. If he does go the frick route, I'm like, just go ahead and say the F bomb. I'd rather you say that.
Frick.
Frick's tough for me.
Frick.
I think it's a weird one. That was born in youth groups across America.
Yeah, I saw it a lot. I luckily never got into it myself. Thank goodness.
Well, I was a big. Was a big my go-to is stupid idiot. That was my cuss word my growing up.
That sounds
stupid idiot. Stupid idiot.
That's like an exact reenactment of him as a child.
You guys didn't get angry and had to say words? What'd you go with? Fudge?
What did I say?
Fudge is a great one.
I don't think I ever fudged.
Shite.
Oh. No,
that's so close.
That's close.
I think I did do a shite a few times.
Wow, that's kind of
The only time I never
biznitch was one of my favorites.
I forgot
about that.
That was a funny one,
dude. Mother trucker. You ever hear that?
Mother trucker. Yep, these are all good. You know, avoid saying the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he also wasn't huge.
I'd say Jack astronaut.
Yeah.
Those were classic.
I know, I went around it.
No, I didn't say it. I was just an astronaut.
Dude, you know what I heard for the first time at SBU at college, which is so sheltered, so hilarious. But this one guy was like, something happened to him, and he like yells out, I'll say it slowly, but he said, got dandruff and some of it itches. And it was supposed to sound like G-D-S-O-B, I guess. But he thought he was the funniest guy at SBU. He was saying,
wow.
Got dandruff, some of it itches.
I mean, that was pretty creative.
Did he write that? That
is, I don't know creative. If he wrote
there's
it.
There's no way. He's got a weird uncle that said that.
Yeah.
It was passed down.
Take this to the Babs University, dad. Buddy. You're going to turn some heads. but my runtime, my first sincere answer is any time that's faster than yours, I'll make it happen, dude. All right?
Like if you guys were actually racing, you could do it.
I'd do it. But I'm on the IR a little bit. I'm rehabbing. I'm getting better. Strained some things. So I haven't done so much running. But I was getting into it. It was fun. I was getting to the point where I could go. I was starting to try to get faster. I could run. I one day ran 2 miles at a, I don't want to miss, 2 miles at like a 7:20 pace.
That's moving.
I was pretty stoked on that.
That's really moving.
And I went out and ran like a 7 minute mile. So as I was getting into it, my goal was trying to get like maybe a 6 minute mile. I would go out and do like I got a runner's high. I would do long runs with a good friend. And I would experience, it just distracts you. I think I struggle with, you're just like, But you go run 8 miles with a friend.
Yeah.
And we were getting better. So we could like talk and jog at like a 9:15 pace, mm-hmm. which blew my mind.
Right. Yeah.
Because at the start, when you're hardly out of shape, I would go run 9 minute mile and be like huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
So that's your answer, dude.
I look forward to getting
right. I'm getting back into it this summer. And I ran a half marathon in 3 hours in a circle. And I had jumping over things and around trees.
That's going to be me.
Which this year's venue. Loser, we're having a track change. The guy said, "Hey, I'm doing something different in my yard. We can't use my backyard. We're doing a different backyard."
Whose backyard?
Bosch.
Of that so side
it's
yard.
A, it's a little. It's got a.
That is actually a decent hill.
It's a it's an elevation, but it's a much bigger loop,
less turns,
and no obstacles.
Yeah,
except,
that's nice.
Except so the hill.
I think it could. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be easier for him or harder.
No obstacles is nice.
No obstacles.
I get pretty sick.
I had to duck under a tree 300 times, run around a tiny tree, and then jump over a cement foundation. So I don't know. You tell me. Would you rather run 300 laps with a couple obstacles, even ground? Would you rather run 200 laps, no obstacles, slight elevation change?
Definitely give me no obstacles. That's so annoying every time. No obstacles. You could zone out and just like do your run and get through
it. I think there's so much value in being able to less of a loop where you can stride out a little bit more. I mean, never had a place where I just
did lean in the whole time. Yeah.
So it's easier.
Thanks for the video, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's funny. You know, we were like kind of like this sheltered kid is wearing a helmet. It's kind of funny. And then he shows the bike like, oh, okay, he's biking. Be funny if a couple weeks from now we get another video from him. He's indoors, still has the helmet on. Like, yeah. I knew it. Yeah, he needs that helmet.
He talked really quick about watching PG-13 movies. Do you guys watch PG-13 rated R movies?
We had a very, very, very hard rule. It says 13, you're not 13.
We weren't allowed to unless it was war movies, which is insane. Of like...
The Patriot?
Oh, yeah.
The Patriot.
That was a good one. Yeah, I think... For the most part, I mean, yeah, I couldn't watch Harry Potter, but I could watch like a rated R comedy if my dad thought it would teach me how to be funny. You know, if he's like,
oh, wow.
If it's got good enough jokes, yeah, you can watch it. No witchcraft, but yeah, you can watch, you know, a Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy movie.
Be insane. You watch Pearl Harbor? Was your family like, America has to win?
Oh.
Pearl Harbor?
With Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, we did. That was...
No, it was a hard, strict rule, man. Rules are rules.
Saving Private Ryan. I was able to watch that real young.
Wow, yeah. Guys, watch. Legs are falling off.
Yeah. Someone swear.
Wow.
There you have it.
It's a little more lenient in my house.
Yeah.
But mostly just as more kids came, really. Trevor and I couldn't watch Power Rangers. That was too violent.
Same.
But like as the kids came, it was like less and less of a concern.
All right. Go get them.
Yeah.
Go get them. Power up. Cool. Well, that's an episode. We got to hit the road. Can't wait to see y'all on the road. And give us 5 stars, like, subscribe, comment, all the things we asked you to comment.
Thank you.
What do we ask?
In advance.
How often do you have fruit?
Yeah.
And whatever else. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinions. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.